That is brand new. Yeah. Oh, hush. Yeah, she's out of Toronto, and I believe this is her very first release. It's a single. Her name is Raven Reed, and that was Stumbling Fool, which is, I think, the A side or the B side of the single. But she's brand new, an Indigenous artist now living in Toronto. And by if we can go by anything, including that single, we're going to have to keep our eye out for her. Yeah, that was great. Stumbling Fool from Raven Reed. We had a brand new single from Mia Kelly with some help from Blair Dunlop, who she's been touring with. And that was Sea to the Moon, a brand new single release from Mia Kelly, which is always cause for celebration. And the Lifers. Wow. You got three brand new tunes all in a row, all by tremendous Canadian artists. The Lifers starting us off with Haunt from their sparkling brand new album, Honesty. Two sisters living in Ada. They're pretty fabulous stuff. They're in other bands as well. Yeah. Okay, let's just, if I can think of another band that they're in, how about Tragedy Anne? Yeah, one of the sisters is in Tragedy Anne, so, and they go all over the place. They're really quite fascinating women. Okay, what do we got for you now? What is that? Oh my goodness, it's a new Civil Ray tune. Yeah, again, this is a brand new single from her. Been a while since you put anything out, so I was really excited to see that. This is a track called Follow Me. It's a new single. Oh, hang on. Get rid of that and bring that up. Yeah. This is a track called Follow Me. It is an unreleased track. Okay? Go figure. Where'd I find that? Who knows? Okay, Civil Ray out of Toronto. She's wonderful. Follow Me on Folk Everything.
You're a million miles away. No hear, no say. Reliving the photograph. I thought we had it all. You missed the call. Then came the aftermath. Follow me to the green.
said, what a happy child to bring into this life. Now he's full of thunder, says his life is like a rifle shot at dawn and waiting for another try to break down the ropes he's walking, quit the drink and find a Monday morn.
What did you think of that? Wasn't that wonderful? That was a thing called Morning Man. That would be kind of me, I guess, on Saturdays anyway. That was Bassett, okay, who played a fabulous house concert last night. If you missed it, shame on you, but that's okay because now we're going to have a chat with him. Hi, guys.
Hello.
All right, so we got Sam and Yasmin. And this, well, it's a core. You're the core of the band because you're using other people on your recordings and stuff.
Yeah.
But you did such a great job last night. I mean, it was, I was trying to come up with a word that made sense to what I was hearing. And the first word that came to mind was ethereal. It was just kind of floating out there. And it was, oh, man, it was a great time. So, Yasmin tells me you guys met at university.
Yeah.
Yeah, like Danielle and I did.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, we were frosh leaders at U of T.
And we both had some philosophy classes together, and we were in the same friend group. And eventually, we were started, you know, because we were in the same friend group, we saw each other. But at a certain point, you're in a band, and this lead singer couldn't be in the band anymore. And Sam asked me to join in. And so we've just been plugging along ever since.
Yeah, I think often a band forms around a show. And so somebody had overheard us, like, record. We were just messing around. But they recommended us to, like, the dean's office. And then they wanted us to play for 2 hours at, like, a party that was happening. And we had about 3 songs that we could play. So we spent, like, a month and a half working up 2 hours of music.
Yeah.
But that's, I mean, sometimes that's just the kick in the pants that you need. And then we had a thing, and we kept playing through open mics and all that kind of
stuff. Started doing originals at a certain point.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you're going to play for 2 hours, you're going to have to slip a couple of originals.
It was mostly covers.
Yeah, exactly. What was your favorite stuff to cover? Or does anything?
We had a cover of Sweet Dreams by the Eurythmics. Really that was really, really fun. We did Nina Simone. We did Feeling Good, which was fun, too.
That was fun. We did Summertime.
Summertime, yeah. Stepping out of the sort of folk canon was a fun thing. And definitely, like, the kids at school definitely appreciated
that
stuff. With background music at a party, there's only so many songs you can hang out there.
That's right, yeah. So, you guys are about to go on a trip?
Yeah. We're going to the UK in, like, a week and a half, which will be really, really fun.
Yeah.
And you're flying in some great places.
Yeah, we'll be.
I mean, I know I have listeners in the UK.
Oh, that's okay. Well, it's gonna be.
and you're playing in London.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And the one that caught my eye, of course, was the Sage. Gateshead.
Yeah.
Which is, I mean, it's a magnificent building. Because I went to see somebody there. It's kind of slipped right out of my tiny mind. But it's a magnificent building. Mm.
Yeah, I looked at pictures of it. It looks really nice.
Yeah. And, there's a nice, I walked from my hotel, you know.
Should give us the name of the hotel. Maybe we can stay there.
Yeah. So are you like people putting you up? And
It's a solid mix, yeah. I think actually we have a lot of friends out there, so actually we need to reach out to some of them.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah.
But currently we have hotel bookings and Airbnbs and stuff.
Okay.
Some cottages.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but the Gateshead, because it's not in Newcastle, is it?
No,
yeah.
It's on the other side.
It's on the other side of the river. When it freaked me out when I went there, and I thought this was in what? But
yeah.
So at least I managed to find a hotel on that side of the river, which was nice. Yeah. All right. So, you want to play something?
Yeah, sure.
What do you want to start with?
Ocal.
Yeah.
I have played that.
Nice. Already today?
No, I played it a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, nice. Great, so we're in the clear.
Yeah.
Awesome. What's the best? This will kind of pick up.
Whatever makes you happy.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so this is O California.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Years old, born and out of time. So
California. I mean, I had mentioned to you guys earlier that in trying to describe what you do, I had thrown out Birds of Chicago as an example. But it's a very loose example.
Yeah.
Because Alison Russell virtually ran that band. Mm. You know, with a great accompanist. Mm-hmm. But that's not what's going on here.
No.
You guys are supporting each other. You sound best when you're singing together. Somebody had mentioned that they'd heard reminiscences of Simon and Garfunkel in your vocal work.
Yeah.
Which I kind of was listening for last night, and I was going, yeah, yeah, I hear this. Sure. I hear this. Because you guys sing so well together. So that's a bonus.
Certainly, yeah. I think there's kind of a long tradition of duo harmony vocals, and Simon and Garfunkel sit squarely in that. Yeah, yeah. There's a thread you can draw going way, way back through, like, the Everly Brothers Simon and Garfunkel and the Milk Carton Kids. And yeah, totally.
Yeah, great fun.
Yeah.
All right. So, where are you off to today?
I'm going to Markham.
To Markham?
Yes, yeah. Markham, Ontario.
Okay. Yeah. What's up in Markham?
I honestly don't know. I'm working.
Okay.
Going to my day job in Markham. It's a cultural event.
Okay.
Of some sort.
So are you in another band?
No.
But you are?
Yes.
Okay. I mean, this seems to be the thing now, is you can't just be in one band.
Or at least you can't work just one job. It's at least where we are in our lives, there's just a lot of different things going on all at the same time. So, yeah.
But you're a bit of a gun for hire.
I am, yeah. Like, that's one of my other hustles, is I play the fiddle, and so I play fiddle in a number of different bands, depending on
who's playing. Yeah.
Totally.
But that seems to be the way of the world for so many folkies at this point.
Yes.
Is that you cannot survive just with one identity until people now know you.
Yeah.
And then it's, you know, you sort of set the groundwork. But, yeah, I mean, I know so many artists are in, like, five or six bands.
Yeah.
I
think, though, for us also, and for me especially, it was a big part of how I wanted to develop as a musician, was to play with lots of different groups, because I think it's just really, really cool. Everybody does it so differently.
Yeah.
The recording process, the live performance, everything, they just handle it so differently, and getting to see the guts of other people and how they run their music is just incredibly useful. I think, like, we were talking before this about how we're self-producing the album we're doing now, partly because we've just been able to be in a lot of different studios with a lot of different projects and gain a level of confidence over how we want our own recording process to work and what we think works and what doesn't. And that's the kind of insight that you can only get from just being boots on the ground.
Yeah, well, exactly.
Yeah.
You pick up all those sort of little tricks that...
Totally.
Yeah. Oh, and man, if I did it that way, I could do this. And yeah,
that's
great. Just
see what resonates with you in the recording process. Like, I think the more I'm in studios, I see what makes me feel my most creative, or what makes me feel like I'm in the right headspace to sing the biggest and like least restrained. And I think you don't know that until you either don't have it or you do.
Yeah.
And I think it's nice to kind of to have done enough studio sessions at this point that we feel like we can go into the studio and just know what we individually and collectively need to kind of do our best in a bunch of different ways.
Yeah. Wow. Nice.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I have to tell people that shame on you if you missed the show last night. But you're coming back.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
You're warming up for Stephen Fearing. Now, Stephen Fearing, as my listeners know, is a magnificent artist in his own right, other than the work he's done with Blackie and the Rodeo Kings and all of this stuff. But yeah, lonely, all by himself, he's fabulous. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And to have you guys warming up for him is a treat. Go get your tickets now. Yeah, and where's that? Do you know where that's?
The Sesame Theater.
Oh, okay.
On October 24th.
The French High School.
Yeah,
that's right.
Okay, brilliant. So that's going to be a new theater, I think.
Yeah, I think it's part of the Live Wire series.
Yes, yeah. Al Rankin's.
Yeah.
Baby, yeah. And Al only brings in wonderful people. That's great. All right. You want to do one more?
Yeah, let's do another one.
Sure. All right.
If that's cool with you.
Yeah. What are you going to do?
Sail On.
Yeah, we'll play Sail On.
Sail On. Okay, that was the second most recent single.
That's right.
Yeah. Which I've also played. But that's okay. All right. So here we go.
Yeah.
This is called Sail On from Bassett. Your guitar?
This is a Larrivee.
Oh, a Larrivee.
Yeah. Yeah, this is back when they were still, this is a Canadian company, but this one was made back when they were still making them in Vancouver. And now I think they're mostly made in California, unfortunately.
It's a nice sounding guitar. Well, you make it sound so nice.
I love this guitar.
All right, let's just have a look at what we have for product. All right, you've got... You've got your EP, first thing that you put out. When did this come out?
2019, I think.
2019?
Yeah. 2018
or 2019. Wow, okay.
A while ago.
And your latest one is In the Clay.
Yes.
Which is, that's where we found that one track that we played for you, Morning Man. Mm-hmm. This is a wonderful album. And you have a new one on the way. My God. Okay. So the nice thing is, again, in early on a career like this, is that you can collect their entire catalog. You know?
You can grab it before we discontinue. Yeah,
exactly.
It.
It's not like suddenly discovering Pink Floyd and you go, oh my God, that's like 20 albums back there.
That, yeah.
With you guys, it's, oh.
It's not going to break
all
the
up
bank.
For grabs.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Well, listen, I want to wish you all the very best in the UK.
Thank you.
It's going to be great fun for you. Yeah. You've done it before.
Done it before, and it was tremendous. Yeah. It was a fabulous time.
Yeah. Really good audiences and very cool spaces.
Yeah. Great.
And just so much history in every building.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you play at a venue that's been there for, like, 100, 200, 300 years, and then you go when you sleep at a building that's been there for 600 years. And
yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, and as you say, it's not like in Canada where, you know, you do a gig in Kingston and then you got to drive 2.5 hours to Toronto or, you know, wherever you're going. Whereas in England, you can get anywhere in 45 minutes.
45 minutes, yeah. Even if the routing is weird and you have one show in London and then the next show in Newcastle, it's still like 4 hours.
Yeah.
It's not so bad.
Yeah,
exactly. I mean, I drove from, you know, the top of Scotland all the way down to Oxfordshire. That was like a 6-hour drive.
Yeah.
Right.
But it was
6 hours.
Two-thirds of the country I traveled down. So
yeah.
It's like Toronto to Sudbury or whatever, a little farther north.
Well, exactly. Yeah, you go from Toronto to Sudbury and you fall off England.
Yeah, exactly.
Whoops.
That's where the world ends.
That's right. You end up in the Orkneys or somewhere.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, did you guys want to do another quick one? Or?
Yeah, sure. What do you want to do? In the Clay?
Yeah, we'll play the title track from that.
In the Clay?
Yeah.
Oh, from the... Oh, yeah, okay. Okay. Clay. All right. Okay. That's it. In the Clay.
How far you've come these nights. Oh, you.
Bassett in the clay, live in the studio. Oh, I should mention, these guys just got married in July.
Yeah.
Yay. Well, it makes it easier for taxes and things like that.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Every little bit you can get helps.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you know, you're obviously welded musically. So
we spend a lot of time together.
Yeah.
It makes it easier to practice, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah.
So in the same place.
You don't have to phone them up and say, get your bum over here. And, yeah.
Sometimes I think about that with other bands, how every time they need to practice, there has to be like a whole organizational process to make that happen.
Yeah.
Whereas we're just like doing like play in like an hour
exactly.
in the living room.
Yeah.
Makes it easier.
Totally.
Yeah. Well, that's wonderful. So I want to wish you the best of luck in the UK.
Thank
and
you.
Best of luck driving back tonight, today.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hopefully it's smooth sailing.
Yeah. Weekends on the 401. What fun.
Oh, it's a joy.
Yeah. Exactly. All right.
Okay.
Well, again, Bassett, you're here October the 4th?
24th.
Yeah. I'm just too eager. Yeah. Sam, Yasmin, they are Bassett. They are wonderful. Go and see them when they're here. Okay? Just do it. Don't even double think about it. Just get out there and do it. I want to thank you so much for stopping
by.
Thanks for having us. It's been a delight.
I'm so glad. And I want to thank you for last night. That was a great show.
That was a wonderful, wonderful evening.
Yeah.
I had a really good time.
Yeah,
I'm so glad.
Yeah. Which is great. And then I slept really well.
You played well, you ate well, you slept well.
Top of the world.
Yeah, life is good.
Yeah.
All right, guys, well, thanks. We're going to go away with, this is a movie I went and saw last week.
Mm.
All about Jeff Buckley.
Oh, cool. And, we were talking about this last night.
Yeah, who's the son of Tim Buckley, who died at the age of 29, I think. And Jeff died just past 30.
Wow.
He only put out one album. And it was a huge success. He was on his way to rehearsals for his second album when he drowned.
Man.
He decided to go into the river with all his clothes on. They found him 3 days later. Life's tough.
Yeah.
Life's tough. But we're going to play Grace from Jeff Buckley to wander away with at this point. Okay, let's just put it up there so we know what we're doing. Okay, Bassett, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks, Hugh.
This is Jeff Buckley on Folk Everything.
there's a light in his place. He opens the door, he's got that look on his face, and he asks you where you've been. You tell him who you've seen, and you talk about anything. He's got this dream about buying some land. He's gonna give up the booze and the one night stands, and then he'll settle down.
Yeah.
Ooh. Which one?
That one.
That one. Yeah. Okay. Oh, my goodness. Okay. So that was Bob Dylan. Surprise, surprise. But Richard Thompson playing guitar with him, and that was Across the Borderline. And that was recorded live in Spain, 1991. Dylan and Richard Thompson together. Wow. Okay. We had Jerry Rafferty with a live version of Baker Street, taken from his very best of. Jerry Rafferty from Steeler's Wheel, of course. And Jeff Buckley starting us off, title track from his Grace album from 1994. The only album he's put out. Whoa. And it was a killer. Yeah. Okay, I want to thank Bassett so much for coming by and spending some time with us this morning, and for last night for the great house concert they put on, and they are coming back October the 24th. So you want to maybe get your tickets to that show. It's an Al Rankin presentation. So, okay, what do we got? I mean, I haven't even picked anything to play next, so maybe I'll just, how about... Oh, yeah. Are you a big fan of the Mamas and the Papas? Who wasn't? You know, they played less than a handful of shows in their entire career. I managed to see them in Toronto, Maple Leaf Gardens. For some reason or other, I don't know how this worked. We actually had seats in the very front row in Maple Leaf Gardens. But you can't buy those anymore. I mean, they're all for, you know, promoters and record company people and so on. But no, there were three kids sitting in the front row for the Mamas and the Papas with Scott McKenzie. It was their warm-up act, right? If you're going to San Francisco, wear flowers in your hair, that guy. Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, I'm just babbling now. But that's all right. Jeff Buckley. Jerry Rafferty. Bob Dylan and Richard Thompson. What a great lineup. So, Mamas the Papas. So, we're going to play you a Cass Elliott tune. This is a Mama Cass. Oh, you probably know this song anyway. It's a Beach Boys tune. Art Garfunkel has covered it, and I'm sure other people have covered it too, but here's Cass Elliott's version of the Beach Boys' Disney Girls on Folk Everything on CFRC.
Clearing skies and drying eyes, now I see your smile. Darkness goes and softness shows a changing style. Just in time, words that rhyme, well, bless your soul. Now I'll fill your hands with kisses and a tootsie roll. Well, reality, it's not. Making one. turn back world with a